Are there any other speakers?
Councillor
Gibb.
Thank you, Mayor. Can we bring the debate back to the facts and get away from some of the more colourful language, particularly used in the last couple of minutes? This amendment, I will speak on it, but it doesn't make much sense to me. I'm sure the Secretary of State is more than capable of scrutinising anything he wishes going on at a local or a national level. I think what we're missing here is some facts, and we're missing what I've heard missing from most of what I've heard from you this afternoon on this side of the chamber is the voice of clinicians. I don't hear any evidence for anything you've said at all. I've heard very dramatic statements. I've heard some heartfelt sentiments.
Could you let Councillor Ginn speak, please? Thank you.
I've heard very little evidence. I've heard it called for that we should be seeking a better deal, but I've had no explanation of what that better deal should be. Should it be the status quo? If we thought we could rebuild a new acute hospital of the same scale that we have now, we would be doing it. Do you want half an acute hospital? Is that what you want? Do you want to fly in the face of medical opinion by retaining some acute services but not others, despite us hearing from clinicians that combining acute services on sites with 24-hour cover will save lives? Perhaps that's what you want. We've heard that we didn't bring you in to the negotiations with the NHS. Do you blame us after hearing some of the things that we've had to listen to this evening? Do you imagine for one moment that those negotiations would have been more constructive if we've had some of the comments we've had to listen to this evening thrown into the mix? I really can't see it. We've heard some reasonable comments, which is that these hospitals and our health system aren't ready yet for the kind of change that we're talking about, and I agree, and that's why we're looking at a five-year change programme. Mr. Rideout said that we need to get the out-of-hospital strategy right before we can contemplate such change, and I'm pleased to say, as the lead member in this authority on that subject, that we're getting it right. Mr. Rideout also said that we need to think about vulnerable groups, so I'm pleased to see that the Links,
there's too much noise in the gallery. Thank you.
Are all supporting us. Dr. Rideout said we needed the support of GPs, and that hadn't been proven at the time his report was written. Well, they've now written to the NHS saying that with the new revised proposals for this borough, they do support it. They support it. You've talked about independent expert opinion on this subject. Is there anyone more independent or expert than a group of GPs in this borough? It's lovely to imagine that all things are possible. It's lovely and it's very reassuring to make bold statements that get the support of people in the galleries, but it doesn't help. Doesn't help us to protect lives in this borough. Doesn't help us to negotiate the best possible deal with the NHS, which is what we've achieved. So I can't support this motion, this amendment. I'm pretty sure that my Conservative members won't support it, but what they will support is the residents of this borough and the strength of healthcare that we're trying very hard to deliver.